He was a friend of a friend, a guy named Ken Acheson, had moved out to New York probably in maybe 75 or something like that. And he became the publisher, so to speak, of Punk Magazine under the name of Tom Katz. And me and Tom Mitchell went out with him to New York during our, Christmas vacation in at the end of 76 and the beginning of 77. And, he took us everywhere. We went to CBGB's and Max's Kansas City, and we hung out with Legs most of the time. And at the time, Legs was really fun. I mean, he was, we had a really good time with him. I mean, he was really, really funny guy and really entertaining guy. And so anyways, we came back and we had this band at the time. And I think Kent basically talked him into doing it or talked to him about it, about us. And Legs wanted to come out to Detroit. He also wanted to get shows for Shrapnel at Bookies, and we played with Shrapnel at Bookies. And so we were kind of in for them. And we first started recording in Detroit, or in Farmington, actually, at this studio. I can't remember the guy's name, but it was in Farmington Hills, I think. And we recorded four songs, and then Legs didn't like how those came out, so we re-recorded the songs when we played in Boston with Cold Cock, and we ended up staying over another day, and I think it was Jonathan Paley who engineered it, or I don't know, maybe produced it or whatever, but so it just happened really because of Kent, or, Tom Katz. And that was our connection with Legs. Legs, by the time he started dealing with us, had quit drinking, and he was kind of like very, very serious, very business minded, and he put that on us. I mean, I was drinking really heavily at that time, and so he'd always, just basically like, he'd say like, you're an alcoholic or this and that. And, I didn't think he really liked me, partially because of that. And, just kind of like I mentioned before, I thought he became kind of a really divisive force on the band, just by, selecting Rob as the person to do all this stuff. And I don't think a lot of other people in the band were too crazy about that. It never got finished. I mean, it was just kind of in a rough mix stage when the band broke up, and, Legs just kind of, I don't know what happened with Legs. I think he just figured, it wasn't that big of a deal to him anyways, so we didn't, because I don't remember hearing much from Legs when the band broke up. I think, looking back at it, I think, Legs was just basically trying to, do things in probably a right kind of way, but, probably not really understanding what he was doing by just having, one person be in touch with him, I mean, I can understand why he'd want to do that, because you don't want to deal with five people yapping different things at you all at once. But, on the other hand, it kind of pitted us against Rob.